With the Star News, I'm Teddy Woodhouse.
I'm Grace Woodhouse.
I'm Sophie Jones.
I'm Candace Stevenson.
I'm Chelsea Powell.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
Corn shortages spark riots on meager nachos.
Due to inclement weather in corn country, there has been a concerningly significant decrease in the main ingredient in tortilla chips, resulting in a deficit of carbohydrate substances for the perpetually hungover masses of St. Andrews, even sparking hunger riots and strikes in some cases.
The UNC, United Nacho Council, was unable to comment.
Keep it together, man.
But a representative for their camp, who will remain unnamed, described this, quote, travesty of epic. Described this as a, quote, travesty of epic proportions. More news to come as the details of this shocking event fall out.
Vegan cheese might be the next best thing on the block of cheese. The vegan alternative to that essential nacho topping is made with plant-based products in place of animal-based products. Some of these substitute ingredients can include soy protein, vegetable oil, yeast, nuts, tapioca flour, arrowroot, and even pea protein. We do mean PEA, by the way. While the substitute ingredients can sometimes be healthier, some critics say that trying to formulate a dairy-like product with nothing but plants requires, quote, a great deal of tweaking at the factory, and so vegan cheese might not, in fact, be quite as healthy as it first seems. Cheese purists may find it difficult to get past the differences in, well, taste, texture, and appearance, so basically everything, of these new alternatives, but brands such as Daya have created very successful versions that leave vegans drooling. With the growing popularity of diverse diets, we recommend expanding your cheesy horizons soon, so if you see vegan cheese in the aisles of your favorite supermarket, be sure to pick it up and give it a try.
And this has been the 507 Star News Bulletin. For more news, you can check out the actual news bulletin at 5:30 or online at the Star website anytime. Hello and welcome again to Star News. Tonight, we're talking not your average news hour, very important subjects.
Maracas!
Because with union redevelopment next semester, you can no longer get your nachos down at Beaton's in the main bar. So, where's the next best place in town to go? But first, to foreground this huge debate, we're going to talk to Francesca Vaghi, the head of Star News, and she's going to give us the ethnography of a nacho to really ground this debate for us.
Thank you, Teddy. It's such an opportunity to be able to make my debut as a professional anthropologist. You cannot imagine how honored I am right now. So thank you very much having me. So you might wonder, nachos. Simple, huh? But not so much. The origin of the nachos goes back all the way to 1943 from the town of Piedras Negras in Coahuila, which is in the north of Mexico. Funnily enough, I think I made 2 + 2 = 4, and I realized that since Coahuila is right next to Texas, that's probably why nachos are one of the most Tex-Mex, you know, related foods. And also why cheddar cheese is used, cheddar obviously not being a Mexican type of cheese. The guy who made them up was called Ignacio Anaya, and his nickname was Nacho, because in Mexico we come up with really random nicknames for really normal names, such as Francisca, Pancha, Jesus, Chuy, Ignacio, Nacho. So, thus, since he was the creator of the nachos, he named them after himself. And in 1995, Piedras Negras officially became the birthplace of nachos. And every October, there is an international nacho fest taking place in Piedras Negras, Coahuila. How are nachos made? Well, you use tortillas, which are made of maize flour, and you deep fry them in oil. You first cut them into triangles. Then you sprinkle them with slices, not grated, slices of cheddar cheese, and you can add sour cream on top of them. And if you are into the spicy stuff, which usually we are into if you're eating nachos, jalapenos or red sauce.
Jalapenos. Muy bueno.
And so, yeah, that's the small, quick ethnography of the nacho.
Brilliant. And in your experience, do you find that nachos come to represent almost a national item in Mexico or anywhere in the world? Or is it just like glitter everywhere, whether you like it or not?
I don't think nachos are particularly associated with Mexicanness. They're just a very fun snack to have when we go to the movie theaters. But those are round for some reason. Don't ask me why. And the cheese is a sauce, so it's not...
I do love cheese sauce.
It is a good cheese sauce. You should check it out. I'll put up pictures later if you want.
Definitely. And, of course, talking about putting up pictures, this broadcast will also be podcast on the Star website for you to enjoy anytime, all the time. But thank you, Fran, for foregrounding that debate for us. So I guess we're now going to turn on to the rest of our news reporters who've been exploring around town, looking at the various places you can get nachos in St. Andrews. So, Grace and Sophie, I hear you guys were quite successful.
Very, very successful.
If you guys want to run us through where you've been.
I've been everywhere. Anywhere and everywhere. Anywhere for nachos, I'm there. You tell me there's a suggestion of nachos, I will show up on your doorstep with a fork.
Possibly. Singing that song,
singing,
right?
With maracas.
Yeah.
With maracas. But anyways, we figured we should probably narrow it down to... four, I think, main places that we went to recently. So we're going to go through a review of The Grill House, Rascals, Blue Stain, and Waypat. And then our categories for review are the chip, the toppings, which includes, you know, cheese, jalapenos, chili, etc., sauces, which is like guac, salsa, sour cream.
And guac is a shortenage for guacamole,
yes,
just in case anyone
you.
Yeah, quite
nacho.
May I just interject here and say that nachos are not supposed to be eaten with guacamole, but totopos are, and that's a different kind of chip, tortilla
chip.
Well,
there we go.
Wait, what is the difference, to explain it to this American hick?
What is the difference between nachos and totopos? I shall get back to you on that one. I need to do some more
research. Fran's going to work on that. And then you guys... So, the first place you guys went was Grill House, right?
Yes.
So, how was that?
Okay, well, first category for the chip, we thought it was excellent.
We did.
Very excellent.
Yeah.
Very authentic. It reminded me very much of the American-style tortilla chips.
Which is obviously, as we know, where nachos came from. So.
And, yeah,
clearly
I think
very authentic.
Kind of originates from America in general. So I think, yeah, that was pretty good. Also, we really enjoyed the free chips and salsa and a shot of a margarita upon entry.
We were just wasted after
that. Are you sure that you weren't just you know, really, really keen for the nachos because of the margarita, though?
Well,
how objective were you guys with this?
Yeah, it was a lot of alcohol.
I think actually
rumble in the studio.
I had to work afterwards.
So yeah, Grace was trembling.
I didn't want to be, you know,
on the floor
under the influence of anything.
Yeah.
The chip was nice. Toppings,
excellent. The original, the little starter box we had.
Yes.
That was cool. They had like some, authentic salsa with
real
tomatoes in it. Mm.
Especially those fake tomatoes that people hand out frequently.
Exactly.
So the topping, they were nicely cooked. Not too nicely distributed. I felt that it was like a very meager portion of cheese, I think.
Yeah, I know. I haven't been there recently, so I'm not... I hope this has changed since, but I have to say the Grill House nachos, like, I found they were just kind of tortilla chips covered with some warm cheese and not so much melted. I thought they sort of fell apart too because the cheese isn't really attached to the chip, mm-mm, which really creates a problem. Like, that's the fundamental base of the nacho.
I hate touching cheese. It's really...
with your fingers, but not with your mouth.
Well, no, I just pretend that there's no cheese on there. It's an illusion. Also, we got the other ones that had chili on them, and I thought the chili was really nice, very homemade, natural tasting. That seemed to be the theme of their nacho.
We felt like we should grade them on ambiance as well.
Oh, definitely.
Ambiance. That gets huge points in Grill House. It's kind of like you feel like you're maybe in a nacho. It's yellow walls. What else was there? There was like green, maybe.
I felt as if I had literally walked into the proverbial, wardrobe into Narnia Nacho Land.
Yeah.
And it really was a very great experience. And there was.
Now, was the magician there? Does that contribute at all?
No magician.
No. Okay.
What? Teddy, you just sound like a creep right now.
I feel like it was like Narnia, and I'm not just making this up. They have a magician.
Grill House periodically does have a magician stop by, usually during the weekends. There's also face painting one time. I was really jealous. This kid had beautiful face painting, and I was like,
stellar.
I would so want that. But me being a 22-year-old man.
Makes it all the better.
Yeah, agree.
I agree with you,
much
but I think most of society doesn't,
all
unfortunately.
Right, well, you know what?
I know.
They're missing the boat.
It is. But don't miss the boat on Grill House Nachos.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no, very good. Value is probably pretty average.
Yeah. You don't, it, I mean, it's a good portion if you're, you know.
A bird.
No. Well, like a big bird, maybe like a swan.
Ostrich.
If you're a robin, then you're going to be overfaced.
Yes, definitely. Especially with that margarita shot, too. I don't think a robin can handle that very well. Probably not. I don't know the natural inner workings of birds, but I don't think they digest alcohol.
Anyway, point is, well. Like a fair...
That would be the next news hour, clearly. Birds and alcohol.
Tell me more.
Anyways, I found out the difference between totopos and
nachos. Oh, here we go.
Yes.
Here we go.
From the real Mexican.
Oh, you just called me a real Mexican. I feel proud.
Okay. I didn't know you weren't, so.
I am in heart. So basically, totopos are deep fried tortillas.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, nachos, I stand corrected, are supposed to be round. So.
Alrighty.
They're supposed to be round, whereas totopos are triangular.
Okay.
And real nachos are baked, not deep fried. Ta-da.
Wait, just the tortilla, you mean,
like
or the whole dish?
Didn't
I mean, I don't know how you could deep fry a plate of something.
Obviously not.
just looking for some clarity.
Okay, so you have the chips,
mm-hmm.
and they're soft, and then you put them in the usual, you know, deep frying.
Right.
It's like a basket?
Yeah.
So you deep fry that, and then you put it on the plate. Preferably, okay. They drain it from the oil.
Yeah.
That would be preferable. Mm. We, off the...
You're drinking them more than
eating them. Review, we had some nachos from Ziggy's, and I wondered if they'd been, like, deep-fried in cheese rather than oil. It's like...
Bathing myself.
Yeah. It was like a fondue, almost.
Very forward of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was...
Anyway, back to the amazing reviews.
Yeah, obviously,
Do you want to go for Rascals?
Yeah, so next up we'll have Rascals.
Because you're a
Rascal. From what we kind of heard, it's, I guess, technically a more authentic type of nacho in that the toppings are on the side. Is that more traditional? No? I'm not getting any
results. Well,
I don't know.
We've been told that traditional nachos aren't eaten with guac, so maybe traditional nachos are just crisps and cheese. In which case, if that is the case, I have to say that I'm a fan of the, you know, the nouveau nacho.
Nouveau.
Yeah.
I think I'd be a fan of the nouveau nacho as well.
Although I don't really like guacamole.
Or would it be the nuevo nacho?
Nuevo?
It would be the nuevo nacho. But this comes from a high school French student, so.
Mm.
You know. A little bit out of my depth here.
It's fine.
Okay, so yeah. For the chip was fine. We didn't nothing really too remarkable going on there. Nothing offensive, but you know it was nice. I personally thought there was quite a gross amount of not completely melted and therefore very soggy cheese. Although, however, it did appear to be an interesting combination of multiple types of cheeses, which I suppose we should give
kudos
for. Yeah, exactly. Kudos. The sauces on the side, there was three little quote. Pots, although I'm not really sure if you can legally call those pots, they're more like thimbles of guac, sour cream, and salsa. However, the meager taste that I did get of these ingredients was very nice, especially in combination. In terms of value, not very good. For a large portion of nachos, it was like roughly over eight quid, probably half the size of Way Pat, and that's their large nacho portion. We'll discuss Way Pat later.
To be continued.
Yeah, to be continued. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, and, you know, obviously the ambience is nice. Rascals is a good place to chill, I suppose, so I've heard. I don't go out often, guys. And then next up we'll get Sophie with the...
Yeah, Blue Stain. Okay. So I'd never had Blue Stain nachos before, and I went on... What day was it? It was the day after Welly, so I needed some refuel.
I was sleeping outside.
Yeah. had the Blue Stain nachos. They were a big portion. It was supposed to be a starter. I'm not really sure how anyone could eat. Like, I didn't eat again all day. I've only just, like, had a smoothie today because it's, you know, I'm still stocked up on yesterday's.
Wow.
Deep times. It was, yeah, cheese is good. I had some chili on the side because if you put chili on top, then, you know, it could get soggy. There's the risk. So I had it on the side and it was very, like, smoky, aubergine. Yeah, it was good.
Aubergine, yeah. As in, like, there was actual eggplant in the nachos.
It was served in an eggplant. Actually,
yeah.
From what I
hear. Yeah, there was, so, like, chili on the side with, you know, kidney beans, blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah, chopped up aubergine. Happy days.
Really? Interesting. Yeah. I've never heard of eggplant in nachos before.
Eggplant is definitely not endemic to Mexico.
How else do you get your vitamins, guys?
Not aubergines. Yeah. I can tell you that.
So that actually kind of brings us right into the wave hat. You know, talking about the egregious kind of amounts of food.
Nice transition.
You know, it's the chip is rather indistinguishable amongst the heaps of cheese and salsa.
Literally mountains.
Literally.
I think the wave hat nachos, great as they are, they do kind of, there's such a, you know, the chips on the outside remain crispy because there's no cheese. The chips under the cheese are not chips.
It's true.
You know, no, they're just kind of like a flour.
Yeah. It's not even
not even. I don't even think, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like, that's just, what they give you for.
They have some structural integrity problems, definitely.
Yeah, no, truly, it's just a little disgusting. A little insane, but delicious. And the salsa, you can't, again, really distinguish the salsa from anything else.
It's just an overall great taste.
Quite generic. Yeah. But, you know, also a problem, I suppose, with the salsa, and maybe they should rethink their architectural kind of plan for this, is that the amount of salsa that they put on the chips makes them really, really, really soggy really quickly. So, and also the sour cream that they add is also to excess and often just contributes to the sogginess. But value,
I mean, incredible.
Value.
I mean,
we're students here.
Yeah, you get such a huge bowl of nachos. I've never even dreamt about finishing a bowl of nachos.
No.
If you're going, definitely find a sharing partner.
It's perfect. If you haven't eaten for 3 days and are planning on not eating again for another week, that's actually really what you need to
do. If you're doing an Arctic expedition,
I often go on those Arctic expeditions. You know, I've got a lovely coat and a little fur helmet. So I do really, I go to them before.
You've got to stock up.
Well, me and David Attenborough go together to film Frozen Planet. I stock up on those, so.
The ambience, we would say, is the antithesis of Mexico.
Antithesis, literally the antithesis.
Really, I think St. Andrean elders are, like, completely endemic as aubergines are. Well, I mean, more endemic.
Truly, yeah. Muy loca. But it's fun. It's very British, which is cute, I suppose. Nice juxtaposition.
It's comfy.
Yeah,
it's like, it's very chilled. I don't think I could ever be stressed in like that.
Very chilled.
I get stressed by all the creepy men that look at my rack, but
that sounds very stressful. See, I walk in there with the coat zipped completely up, so I'm just like,
I think you have to go in as androgynous as possible, so they don't see you as a potential target. It's the time to bring out the blazers and
tie. Yeah. Sometimes I go as far as to draw a mustache on myself.
Number
one, contribute to, you know, kind of the
Mexican
feel.
Yeah.
And
of course.
To really just desexualize myself as a whole.
Impossible.
Yeah.
See, I think this is really interesting because I've never, obviously, I've never experienced this.
Have you never, Teddy?
Really? I've never been hit on in the way pat.
Feminine looking.
Oh, thanks.
Just grow out your curls a little bit, maybe comb them out, get a little Erykah Badu going.
So I think this might be come our next radio show Tuesday Takes It. We'll have to.
I thought we were talking about birds and alcohol.
I don't know. Okay, we can have birds and alcohol and then cross dressing.
Okay.
And for like.
/ gender roles and
God, where to begin?
Or that. I know, it's so much, such a richness.
These are just all the hot topics of the day, really.
I know. But continuing on, I think there's two more reviews. Candace, you went to a place in Dundee called Ketchup With Me.
Yes, I was going
to
say.
Fran, you also went to Bean Scene. Is that correct?
Can Fran review nachos for all of Mexico? Wow. I don't think I can.
It's not a very big country. Kidding.
No, it's not like it's like five times the size of the United Kingdom or anything.
I don't think I could because, as I said, nachos are kind of something that you have instead of popcorn when you go to the movies. And there's
I want to live in that country.
Me too. Not
Yo también. No, I mean, those are really good. But you would never go to a cafe or a restaurant and order nachos. Mm-hmm. Like, you just wouldn't do that. You do get the tapas, the other kind of tortilla chip, as a bread basket kind of thing. And that you dip inside this type of sauce called pico de gallo, which is chopped up tomatoes with onion and green chilies. It's really good.
Deliciousness, yeah. I remember having it in the U.S. It's like, I guess, yeah.
So what differentiates that then between salsa? And like, what's the difference between those two? Because that kind of confused.
It's not so, there's not much of a liquid.
Pico de gallo, it's little cubes.
It's just like really finely chopped vegetables. It's really good. And salsa is just blended
and it has more varieties of chilies in it.
Okay.
Yeah. What was the question here? Sorry.
Bean seen nachos.
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, I'm generally quite impressed with food at Bean Seen, which is not something you immediately associate with Bean Seen.
Mm-hmm.
This also goes for pizza, guys.
I've had pizza.
Curveball.
I was going to compliment their bagels, but that's really not up to them, is it?
No, unfortunately, I don't think those are made there.
Handmade.
But nachos, they're quite good. I think they do overdo it a little with the jalapenos. But otherwise, the chip is good. The cheese is good as well. It's not so melted, but it's warm enough. And I think I just had salsa on the side. I think they bring the salsa on the side, so that's good. In case...
And do you know, did you have the cheese nachos or the chicken nachos? Because we did have a listener contribution saying that for her, the chicken nachos and Bean Seen were the best thing in town.
Really?
Yeah.
I have not had them. By principle, you should not put meat on nachos. So I would never have nachos.
Controversial. And indeed, there was meat at our nachos and ketchup.
Yes.
We've only got about 30 seconds, which was a bit disconcerting.
Yeah. So Teddy and I and a vegetarian friend of ours were all in Dundee and we got dinner and we saw them on the menu and thought, well, we need to do this. It's research. And they came and she took the first bite and sort of realized that there was meat in them and went, oh, crap. And so we had to finish them, which I was happy to do. Overall, they were good. I was happy with them. I would buy them again. You get a lot for your money. We got the like small starter, which was £5, but I definitely thought my burger was going to be compromised. Weird addition of olives, but it's okay. You can work around it. You can get through it.
And yet another thing that is not endemic. We could make a salad out of all the things that are not endemic to nachos that have been mentioned.
That would be so delicious.
Olives, chicken. Hey, that'd be such a good
salad.
That
actually would be a really good salad.
I'll make that.
I'm still making that.
Sounds good. We'll have that and more about nachos in just a wee bit. So later on in the show, we're going to have Nacho Average Sab News Quiz, where the newsies will try to match the Sabs to their nacho preferences. And also, we'll look at home nacho cooking and some alterna nachos with Candace. But first, here is the 5:30 Star News Bulletin with the Star News team. And welcome back to Nacho Average News Hour. Just to bring back from the discussion we had before the news bulletin, we were reviewing where you can get the best nachos in town since Beaton's is going to be closed next semester for the union redevelopment. So, Sophie and Grace, what's your assessment? Where was the best place in town?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It is tough.
I mean, I think we agree.
I vote Waypat as obvious winner.
Yeah, kind of.
Waypat, fair
enough. You don't have to agree, Grace. You can have your own opinions.
Yeah, didn't you really enjoyed Ziggy's, didn't you?
Oh my god, if I could have a plate of Ziggy's nachos every day, I'd be a happy woman. I want someone to propose to me by putting the ring into the conglomeration of cheese.
So, like, once you've finished all the nachos and you're feeling your best, you're just thinking the only thing that can make this better is being married to you. And then as a celebration, you can buy me some nachos.
Some more nachos, because they're just so delicious and I just can't get enough of them. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't know. I guess, yeah, Waypat's kind of always a go-to for myself.
No, fair enough. Fair enough. I have to say, I agree. I'm very much a Waypat nachos man, or a Waypachos man, as I've been saying.
We think if the Adamson did nachos, they would be incredible.
My favorite nachos, I think I'm going to have to be that guy and say that it depends on the situation for me. If I have not eaten in 48 hours, I will go to the Waypat. I will crawl over people to get to the Waypat and eat their nachos, especially for that price. But I will say, like, if I'm just feeling normal, little bit peckish, you know, I can't stand the thought of Waypat nachos because they're just so dense. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I think, Waypat nachos would win simply because I don't really frequent anywhere else for their nachos. So it might be a bit of a technicality on my end, but I do appreciate them when I have them.
Sounds good. And then, Fran, does anywhere in St. Andrews compare how it is back home?
No. Well, as I said, no, I mean, not in a bad way. They're still good. I love them. But as I said, they're totally different from what I know and have grown up with. But I do love nachos. I just like them.
So, no, fair enough. So where's your favorite place in town?
If you Waypat.
Waypat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Waypat
is good. Well, I guess it is a consensus there. But talking about favorite nachos, we're now going to move on to the Nacho Average Sab News Quiz. We spent this week reaching out to all four of the sabbatical officers here in the union and asking them what their ideal plate of nachos would look like. I've anonymized all four of the statements, and so it's going to be down to these four cunning minds of St. Andrews to guess out which
That's
one it is.
Minds.
And if you're listening, you can definitely participate in the buzz box. But the first one is also a long one. And it says, my ideal plate of nachos would have a base of dry, crisp nachos. They'd get a little bit soft, but definitely not soggy. This would be achieved by using a minimum amount of salsa. Salsa is the bane of all good nachos. Too much salsa equals too soggy. There would be lots of cheese, preferably enough to cover 75% of each chip. Very exact number there, I have to say.
This person has strong opinions.
Yeah, very strong opinions. I think you'll find nachos can be quite a strong subject for people.
Agreed.
Can I just mention something that I am finding so amusing right now? You've just put on your vagina monologues voice for this, and it's hilarious.
I'm not sure what my vagina monologues voice is or what that says about my, you know, opinion.
Let's roll with it.
It's the, what was the guy's name? Bob?
Bob?
Yeah, it's your Bob voice. Oh, Bob was not interesting.
Oh, but nachos are. So, this stab continues on. A nice big dollop of sour cream and guacamole on the side to dip, but not in the middle of the nachos. I would like to mix and match each chip with different combinations. To finish off, it is very important that enough jalapenos are sprinkled on top of the cheesy goodness. I'm taking a good 10... I'm talking a good 10 or 15, not measly 3 like you get in some places. Yum, 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 yum.
Okay. Right.
This stab. Good wow. Part of me says they know what they want because they're so, so, like, direct. But then part of me says, wait, if you want to mix it up while you're eating your nachos, maybe you don't know what you want.
Wow.
No? If they're saying, well, you know, one time I want sour cream, and then the next chip I want guacamole. What are you playing at?
Maybe it's an appreciation of diversity.
There you go.
But, you know, a consistency in that diversity.
Hmm. Okay. Your guys' thoughts?
I feel like we should maybe go anti-clockwise on this one.
Yeah, I like this. It's on the topic of switching things up.
Yeah. I would love this to be Jules, just because I would love him to have such specific thoughts about such a narrow subject.
So Candace is putting in for Jules.
Well, I don't know that though. Okay. It would make my day if it was Jules, but I think it might be Meg.
I think it's a girl.
Lady Nachos.
Meg.
Okay, we got two Megs. What do you guys think?
Well, knowing them all so thoroughly... I'm going to go from my really detailed knowledge of Jules. I'm going to say it's him.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh, controversial vote for Jules.
Why don't you vote for Amanda to even the playing field?
I'll vote for Amanda.
Okay, so Grace is... Grace is going for Amanda. We have Sophie voting in for Jules, and then Candace and Fran putting in for Meg. And we will reveal all four at the end, but just to keep even playing field... do remember what you've guessed, and also
I'll
for the newsies. Yeah, Candace is going to write it down as the scorekeeper.
Totes.
But to continue on to the second nacho. This Sab writes, there is no such thing as too much cheese, but I like the chips to have a bit of crunch. St. Andrews needs to seriously up the spicy quotient when it comes to nachos. I enjoy a bit of creme fraiche on them as well.
Freddie Ford.
Hold on, it's not even over. Something I'd never had until I... Something I'd never had until I came to St. Andrews.
Oh, crap. Not Freddie Ford.
St. Andrews is lacking. Wait, what? St. Andrews is lacking, however, on refried beans, which are a top ingredient in nachos. Also, a good shout, blue corn chips. Have you ever had them? Totes amazeballs.
Yeah.
Meg. Yeah. Meg is like, I don't know, I'm getting the blue corn chips and the refried beans is like the all-American thing. Was this person talking about spiciness, too?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I hope it's Meg. I would love her.
So you're voting for Meg.
I'm going to do that.
I'm taking the other one back. I'm saying
you can't take it back. It's in. It's locked in.
Okay, because, I don't think... I just feel that maybe I have, you know, I just... Meg can be all different kinds of people. Meg, if you're listening, that was a compliment.
So fair enough.
Yeah, that's me and for Meg.
Yeah, same. But I wish I could take the other one back. Or Meg, you just are very present in everyone.
Yes.
Okay, there we go. So we got two votes for Meg again. How about you? You're going for Meg?
I'm going for the win.
Okay, there you go. So you're going for Meg.
Yeah, I feel like there's no harm in me voting Meg.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, all in for Meg.
All in for Meg.
It's probably going to be Freddie, isn't it?
We'll have to find out. Oh, I probably shouldn't do that on the radio board. So, moving on to the third sab. This sab had comparatively few words to say, but I think there's still a lot of sentiment in the words.
Nice.
Yeah. This sab writes, plenty of cheese and guacamole, not too many jalapenos, and just a little bit of salsa.
Jules.
Why do you say that?
Because you said they had not too many words.
Indeed.
Well, yeah, they didn't.
It's a man of few words.
Is he Spartan?
Is he what, sorry?
Spartan?
Is he a Spartan?
Well, seeing as I lived in halls with Jules for a year and never spoke a single word to him. I mean, that's not, you know, not a matter of fault. And to be fair, I was terrified of him because he's about 8 feet tall. I think it would fit the profile of the person I, quote unquote, know to be Jules in that I don't know Jules at all.
Fair enough. Okay.
It's kind of a non-answer, but I liked it.
No, fair enough. If it's your non-answer, it is your answer. Fran, what about you? What do you have to
say? Yeah, no, I think he's a man of few words. Probably knows what he likes. And that just sounded very spot on. And
Julesian.
Ooh, coming up with new terms.
A very Julesian approach to nachos. How about you guys? What do you think?
I think it was Alan. I'm kidding. That's not an option. I'm
going to
vote. Who did you vote for?
Jules.
I'm going to vote for Freddie.
Okay, you're going for Freddy. Fair enough. Yeah.
Again, I just want to win.
Okay. You might be winning, you might not be. Ooh.
I'm not throwing myself out this window. I'm demonstrating myself. This is a really big deal for me.
Well, fingers crossed we can, you know, prevent some defenestration while also talking about good nachos.
Exactly.
So one last sab.
Dun-dun-dun.
And this sab writes, I've always been a bit suspicious about a plate of nachos. Who is it trying to please? So wet and creamy and cheesy and wet and creamy, cheesy,
vagina
wet, plus
monologues.
The dripping fat.
The dripping fat?
No, I just said wet. I did not hear the dripping fat before.
I don't like this.
we're veering very quickly into dangerous territory.
Sorry.
50 shades of nachos, guys. 50 shades of nachos. Anyways.
50 cheese, even.
50 oh, cheese.
Oh, my
nachos?
God. That'd be good.
Another brilliant idea
there
coming
go.
From the Star
Great.
Studio.
Okay, but before we go on with our, you know, nacho ideas, this sab continues, ugh. Literally, the sab wrote, ugh. And I don't like spicy stuff either. However, despite all of this, they can be deliciously tasty, even if there is a heart attack lurking in there somewhere. You only live once.
YOLO.
YOLO.
Wow.
They seem very health conscious. They just keep dripping fat and.
I think it's Amanda.
You think it's Amanda?
I think
what?
She's
what about
quite
it
a?
Speaks?
It's creative to say the least. I don't know if she's very health conscious. Maybe I don't know. Once again, part of me wants it to be Freddie Ford, but I'm not sure that I would be like amused or scared if Freddie Ford wrote those words. You know? And, yeah, I think, well, also, you know, with the new 24-hour library thing, Amanda's probably been in there so much that, like, she's either just so well-read on nachos that she has opinions like that, or her brain is dead from being in the library so much, and so that's what she wrote. Oh, God, that sounds
so it could either be really eloquent or really not eloquent.
yeah, I suppose.
No, fair enough.
But no, my vote's for Amanda.
Okay. Fran, what do you think?
I guess I should... Yeah, well, maybe it's probably not, but I need to say Freddie because I've said every other name. So.
Okay, so you're sticking with Freddie to keep it consistent.
Yeah, to be fair, I haven't voted for Freddie in this one yet, so.
Oh,
well, I mean, because I've got Meg, Jules, and. Sorry, Freddie. If you want to let me know how you like your nachos.
Whoa!
Oh,
no!
I don't know what to say. Let's move on.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm going to probably go with, again, Freddie Ford because I voted for everyone else. And. When we spoke to him, he discussed his ideal housing arrangement. I believe it was some type of castle on the east or west end, looking out, very majestic. And I feel that kind of elocution was very reticent.
I mean, when you've got a view like that, too, the only thing that can make it better is a plate
nachos.
Of nachos.
And I think dripping with fat, and then he's probably going to be very cold, so he can
use
dripping.
Yeah, extra insulation.
Some insulation.
Just to interrupt one moment, can we please say thank you to Candace? What was the name of our... listener here who was saying this is the best segment.
Oh, yeah. It was Nacho Man. Don't know who you are, but I like your style.
Nacho
Man on the BuzzBox says that this is the greatest segment.
Very happy that you are happy, and we shall consider making more Nacho segments.
Definitely. I think we might even try to pressure to make this a weekly thing.
We do some sharks.
Nachos.
Just the Nacho show.
No.
The Nacho! Now, Nacho just really lends itself to being combined with so many words.
Although, I do have to say something really important about this, which is, you know, like,
bring in the
really
out.
Affects
oh,
me.
Yeah, no, it's like a really important question.
Yeah, I just, guys, do you know what you call cheese that's not yours?
Tell me.
I haven't heard.
Nacho cheese! Right. So I think, Sophie, we're waiting on your vote, and you're the last one abstaining here on the last sab. What do you think?
I'm going to end the tension, guys. I'm voting for Amanda.
Ooh, vote for Amanda. Here we go.
Two for Amanda, two for Freddie.
So the votes are in.
I think I lost.
If you're listening in on the BuzzBox, do put yours in just a second, or like now, because we're about to say the names.
I can't wait any longer.
So the first sab, who was, well, let me bring my computer, who said, quote, yum, 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 was, in fact, Amanda.
Oh.
Ooh.
Grace, that's you. Oh, man, no, but my last vote, I was so... Ah, okay. Okay, so that's one for Grace and zero for everyone else.
Early lead here. We'll see if it continues on. The one who put out the shout-out for...
For blue corn chips.
Blue corn chips, refried beans, and called them totes amazeballs was indeed Meg Platt.
Woo!
I think that's a point for everyone. There we go.
Boom tick.
Well done, news
Nobody's
team.
A loser.
Making me proud. The third sab is just as you guys anticipated, Jules.
Woo!
So what's the leaderboard right now, Candace?
So that's Grace with 3,
what?
Fran and I with 2, and Sophie with 1.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so if the next one...
Well, I guess we kind of know. But go on.
Oh, yeah. See, I was going to try to build all the suspense. It's like,
depending
on which the last sab was. But no, okay. And the last sab who talked about the wet, creamy, and cheesy nachos with all that dripping fat was indeed Freddie Ford.
Wow.
Ooh. I don't know what to say. Yeah. I feel like he's not the man I thought he was. What?
I guess
he didn't talk about nachos during his election.
I guess nachos really do bring out the true character of a man.
Yeah. Okay, so then that's Grace with 4. All 4. Wow.
Well done.
Sophie, not so good with 0.
Oh, hey.
Hey, don't worry. No, I'm next. Me with 2 and then Fran with 3 take second. So.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
If anyone wants any...
Do I win anything?
Glory.
Glory.
Glory and cheese.
The title of, like, Nacho News Hour, like, top.
Somebody in the BuzzBox says they're not sure they want Freddie Ford to be president anymore.
Oh. Oh.
Come on.
Awkward. Little, you
know, decisive issue.
Indeed. I think, a Nacho recall, that could be quite a, you know, cutting issue within the St. Andrews community.
Yeah, we'll cover
I could ask him that in the next start the week with Freddie. I could totally ask him about his natural preferences.
You should.
You should.
Ask him that came from. Had what experience did he have early in his life?
Yeah, I think...
That led to those...
Yes.
I'll dig in.
Yes. I think you definitely should talk about that.
It's such an important matter for the students.
It's important.
Oh, definitely.
Pressing.
Yes, definitely. Very much so. Congrats to Grace for winning the Nacho Average Sab News. Yes, the inaugural.
I don't know how to put it into words. I think I'm going to call my mom.
Right. Put it on your CV. Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't forget.
So, there you go.
CV to Christy's. Hi. Not yeah. Oh, goodness.
Brilliant. So that's the opinion of Nachos in the Union, which can be a very contentious.
After I eat nachos, I'm so conscientious of my body.
Oh, I just feel so, oh, God. Oh, this is awkward. No. So
it's only awkward if you make it awkward, man.
I know. That's why we're pushing through, also because we're live on air. But if you're not eating nachos out in the town, you can also eat them at home.
Can you?
No way!
Don't you need a license?
I don't know. You might need...
I think in the UK
license to melt? maybe.
Oh, we don't have much time, so we're just going to go directly into the last section, which we're going to segue more smoothly into. But Candace, if you want to talk about your alternate nachos.
Yeah, straightforward. Parenthesis, do you guys realize we managed to pull a whole news hour segment about nachos, and we didn't even have to put too much music in it? I am impressed.
I'm quite glad.
So, go clap for ourselves.
Go Candace. Go
Candace. Right. Okay. Last minute. Leaving on this, maybe, if Teddy doesn't do a sign off. Anyway, so nachos you can make at home. You might think, hey man, chips, cheese, that's all I need. But there's so much more to it than that. I'm going to focus today on sort of alternative nachos. You might want to call them alternachos. You know, if you're just so cool like we are. Going to run through quickly, starting with nacho mac and cheese. Now, you might be saying, what? But basically, if you just round together any mac and cheese recipe you've got, you know, one where you make a little cheese sauce and pop it in the oven, just put all your favorite nacho stuff in there, like jalapenos. What else did we have? Salsa, obviously.
Aubergine.
You can top it with some salsa. Some aubergines. Yeah. Maybe some olives if you're feeling Dundonian. Yeah, pop that in the oven with some breadcrumbs on top or something. Sounds amazing.
Making that thing with the aubergines, the chicken, and the olives. I'll tell you.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, let us know how that goes.
Irish nachos were my favorite variation. They're made with a sliced potato instead of crisps. Mm. No, well, I mean, maybe a bit carby, but you just slice up a potato. I think you bake the slices in your oven for, I don't know, however long until they're crispy on the outside and soft on the inside, and then just kind of assemble your nachos as per usual from there. What else? Greek nachos with, instead of, you know, maybe beef and cheese and cheddar cheese and everything, you can do lamb, yogurt, feta, go from there. A little bit lighter, like more summery version of nachos, and definitely not drowning in cheese or oil there. The Irish nachos weren't my favorite. My favorite is the tater tot nacho, also known as the tacho. the tacho. Basically, just get some frozen tater tots. Do your normal business with them, really. Yeah, put them in the oven, take them out, cheese, toppings, galore. Spring onions go really well with that. Tachos are pretty straightforward, actually. Italian nachos with Alfredo sauce, mozzarella, peppers. Fran's not feeling that. I don't blame her. But give it a shot. And then to end, we've got tropical and dessert nachos. A little bit sweeter take on the usual fare. Tropical nachos, I've seen recipes with mangoes, avocado, and peppers on top. And maybe like a white cheese. And dessert nachos, once again, with fried wontons instead of the like salty tortilla chips, with some caramel sauce, like shaved chocolate maybe, and whatever your favorite candy is on top. Does that not sound divine?
That sounds divine.
And then also on that same note, like breakfast nachos with berries and whipped cream maybe.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So if you're feeling creative and you've got a very strange combination of food in your house.
Yeah. And go for it. So, excuse me.
It's okay.
Just to sign off. Once again, I'm Teddy Woodhouse.
I'm Grace Liftack.
I'm Sophie Jones.
I'm Candace Stevenson.
Yours truly, Francesca Vaghi.
And we thank you for listening into Star here for Nacho Average News Hour. And we want to remind you, no matter what your nacho flavoring are, we're happy to have you as a listener. Good night.